you're here. Fellowship's real, knowing you're near.
Magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Wednesday, February 13th, 2019, a special dedicated day. And so I'm glad there's two of you to hear about this special shout out and celebrate with us as we remember somebody who would have had their 100th birthday today. Her name is Evelyn Terpstra, and I think she had her home going when she was 90, 10 years ago, but today would have been her 100th birthday, and her family is dedicated this day in her honor. And we were all celebrating the life that God lived through her as we were sharing back and forth some of the things that we've wrote up and that are being announced over the air. But she was steadfast in her faith, modeling Christ to her family. She loved the Word of God. She memorized an entire chapter of the Bible once for a Sunday school class, and we were all talking about Memorization Monday, and she probably would have signed up and been a part of our Memorization Monday on Mondays. Their family attributed a number of her favorite verses, so you'll hear them throughout the day. Psalm 119, 105, Proverbs 31:30, Psalm 84:10 through 12. Just she loved the Word of God. She was a Proverbs 31 woman. In fact, her daughter, Faith Johnson, she's married to Ralph. Their son, Caleb, I know pretty well. He was the one that initiated the nature trail at our property in White Heath some years ago to get his Eagle Scout certification. He needed a special project, and I think Faith called the station, and is there anything he could do for the station or any kind of project that could maybe help for him to achieve this Eagle Scout? You have to supervise Cub Scouts or regular Scouts.
Sure.
And so I said, well, let me see. I said, we do have like 8 acres in the woods, and I've always envisioned this nature trail. When I had studio guests come, we could do an interview beforehand as we would go into the studio and such, so I'd get to know them. And then next thing I know, it got approved by the Scoutmaster. And anyway, so Caleb, I haven't talked with him. I think he's away at college. He's probably married by now. This was some years ago. But the Johnson family, Carol Dickinson, she lives in Elmhurst, Theodore Tempstra of San Diego, California, and then Faith, who lives in Champaign, they're dedicating this day. Evelyn is remembered by 9 grandchildren and 13 great-grandchildren. And so thank the families for dedicating this day. And I think at the end of the program, we're going to pull out George Beverly Shea singing How Great Thou Art to close out the program. But we appreciate this special day. It would have been her 100th birthday, but she made it to 90 and lived well, finished well, loved the Lord. In fact, I think for 43 years, from like 1960, the year I was born, to 2003, she played an organ at a small church in the Chicagoland area and just was beloved by the family, and they're dedicating this day in her honor.
I'm so touched. This is Marianne. I'm so touched by reading what's been written about Evelyn and what her children said, and her children rise up and call her blessed. And can we just read the song that says she loved? It was actually played on her confirmation day in 1932. It's an old song. I think it was written in the mid-1800s, called O Jesus, I Have Promised. O Jesus, I have promised to serve thee to the end. Be thou forever near me, my master and my friend. I shall not fear the battle if thou art by my side, nor wander from the pathway if thou wilt be my guide. Oh, let me feel thee near me. The world is ever near. I see the sights that dazzle, the tempting sounds I hear. My foes are ever near me, around me, and within. But Jesus, draw thou nearer, and shield my soul from sin. Oh, let me hear thee speaking in accents clear and still, above the storms of passion, the murmurs of self-will. Oh, speak to reassure me, to hasten or control. Oh, speak and make me listen, thou guardian of my soul. Oh, Jesus, thou hast promised to all who follow thee that where thou art in glory, there shall thy servant be. And, Jesus, I've promised to serve thee to the end. Oh, give me grace to follow my master and my friend. Oh, let me see thy footprints, and in them plant my own. My hope to follow duly is in thy strength alone. Oh, guide me, call me, draw me, uphold me to the end, and then in heaven, receive me, my Savior and my friend.
Hmm.
That's where she is.
Yeah, she's
good
with
stuff.
The Lord, her Savior and her That's friend.
Right.
And isn't it a delight knowing that this broadcast is going out today, echoing those same sentiments, those same words,
mm-hmm.
that all of us that call in the name of the Lord Jesus, we become his friends, a friend of God. It's an amazing concept, this all-powerful, all-knowing, sovereign creator
yeah.
of the universe and beyond.
Sure is.
Can be known as a friend, that he cares for us, that he loves us, that he has plans and purposes for our lives. And
yeah.
certainly had him for Evelyn and brought her home to him
yeah.
10 years ago. And we celebrate what would have been her 100th birthday today.
Well, thank you, Evelyn, for your legacy.
Mm, amen. Oh, well, thank you for reading that.
Yeah.
And yeah, special day. Dedicated days are always special when
yeah.
somebody remembers a loved one or an anniversary or a birthday celebration or whatever it is. But to especially celebrate somebody that walked faithfully with the Lord, that
yeah.
was beloved by her family, that modeled that fragrance of Christ, was an ambassador for God, and finished well.
And we can hear little tidbits about Evelyn as the day goes on.
Yep, all day
Great.
Long. Keep tuning in. Well, today being the day that we look at the Prime Life Times
in review,
we have our editor-in-chief right here with us, Mary Ann, who you listen to on Tuesday as she reads from her book. And then on Monday, we do the memorization challenge together. But Rob is our copy editor. And we had a whole workshop yesterday here at
yeah.
the station where you took us through, I don't know, 30 or so terms and terminology and when to use an apostrophe and what
Many
this
things.
Means. Yeah.
The only two words in the English language that are a prefix that always have is it a hyphen after them? Is self and X.
Correct.
Yeah.
X.
Yeah, we learned a lot.
Let me get you your reward.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I'd like one.
Yeah, look at my cache of
I know.
Surprises. I have a whole.
Rob did perfect. He gave us little prizes when we got things right.
Yeah.
That's kind of sad, but wonderful.
Oh, it was a good meeting. Thank you, God,
yes,
for our editorial team. Karen Harrison made it out here. Ruth
yeah.
Esri made it
yep.
out here. And we all kind of celebrated together how God's using the Prime Life Times and how we can continue to advance it and make it better. And we have a new setup with the microphone.
Yeah,
so this is the first
do.
Time we have a guest on these new microphone setups.
I haven't knocked anything over yet.
Yeah, but I read
great.
The newspaper, so I'm in trouble. Really.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
So we're going to read a couple stories today for our listeners.
Yeah. I have to say
something. This is the February edition.
I have to say I was so glad that you sat in on the editorial meeting and took all the tests with us.
Yeah,
you did
yeah.
well.
I was
yes,
a little bit
well.
Intimidated by all these copy editors
well.
That excelled in this area.
Yeah.
I'm not a bad proofreader when it comes to seeing spaces.
No, you're
or,
not. You've
right.
caught
you
know. Some that everybody else missed.
Yeah,
that's
but
right.
but when it comes to the right tense or the spelling, not the strong suit, but always improving, and it's great to see how we all try to strive towards excellence with this paper and the growing readership and the
yeah.
growing distribution areas that keep being advanced by a great team. So.
Well, ever since Monday of this week, we've had an email every day that somewhere they're out of papers.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
So,
yeah, yeah.
Well, Rob,
good.
You wrote, this is our Valentine's edition, the February, and Rob, you wrote a beautiful poem. So maybe you could read that.
And what was there an inspiration behind this poem?
Oh, I think yeah. it was Mary.
Oh, yeah, no, yeah, yeah, yeah. Better say Mary.
Yeah.
Oh, I think it was
yeah.
from what he
oh,
said
definitely.
Long before
yeah.
this program.
Yeah. So this is called Six Long-Stemmed Roses. Six long-stemmed roses, and they don't say much, except that I love and adore you and such, except that I promise all my love to you and want to be with you till this life is through. And as we grow older, our petals will fade. Instead of the sun, we will sit in the shade. Instead of a gallop, we'll go at a walk. And instead of an email, we'll just have a talk. You're a blessing to me, and you always will be, a suitable helper for someone like me. A lovely homemaker, where you are is home, someone to return to wherever I roam. So, here are some flowers I bought just for you. Please keep them in water till their life is through. Please stop and just smell them when you pass by. I like to get flowers. I think you know why.
Wonderful.
By Rob's copyright. By yeah. Rob Seidenberg.
You
copyright
bet.
C in a circle.
White roses stand for purity, innocence, sympathy, and spirituality. Okay, so let's just talk about Mary for 1 second. You told me yesterday, I just found this fascinating, that she was a scuba diver instructor
yeah, she's
and
a dive master.
A
and
dive
instructor
master.
And, oh, my goodness. She,
my
yeah.
word.
Yeah, yeah. intimidates me.
Well, it's impressive.
And recently, through many prayers and all of us asking God to intercede and work, she had some brain surgery.
Well, it was near brain surgery. She has such a big brain, it was trying to get out.
Oh, good gracious.
So she was leaking.
Well, now we got Rob talking about Mary.
Her brain was leaking.
And, you know, people all over the world, we shared this with some missionary friends, and they share it with their friends, and I cannot begin to know how many of God's people, how many saints were praying and lifting her up to the Lord.
Oh, we were.
But it was supposed to be a 5.5-hour surgery. It was 2 hours. He was supposed to drill a hole in her skull. He didn't have to. He was supposed to do a bone implant. He didn't have to.
Mm.
And he said, this is the best possible outcome. And then the next day, she got an email from him, and he said, Mary, I am praying for a speedy and complete recovery from this surgery.
And this was the doctor? Did you know at the time that he was a Christian
believer? No, I didn't know anything about it.
Man of faith?
Oh, apparently is. I appreciate that.
It's an awesome story. Yeah. Y'all had a freezer full of food, didn't you?
Well, we had to tell people, we had to ask people to stop bringing food. It was just two of us. I'm supposed to eat one meal a day or so, you know.
And how long have you and Mary been married?
20 years in December.
Excellent.
Oh, yeah.
Great job.
That's awesome.
It is.
So she's gone down deep in the ocean, huh?
Oh, I don't know how deep. I wasn't with her. Uh-huh. She went up, if she went deeper than a foot or two, I wasn't there.
Okay.
I stayed on top, watched.
Oh.
What story are you going to be reading?
Okay. Well, we've got another little Valentine-type thing.
Again, this is the February edition of Prime Lifetimes that can be picked up at over 200, 220, 230 area locations, 12 or 14 counties, I think 12 counties in Illinois, and then like 2 to 3 counties in Indiana.
Yeah, so, we added a couple just recently.
Yep.
Oh, okay. So this is Trivia Corner. We always try and put one in. It's called the Romantic Era. The years between 1790 and 1850 are known in Western history as the peak of the Romantic period. The preceding Classical Era had emphasized the values of the Enlightenment: science, human worth, objectivity, simplicity, and rationality. That emphasis on cool logic and determined reason gave way in Europe to a time that held high the banner of intuition, subjectivity, fantasy, and personal freedom, the period commonly known as the Romantic Era. Many individuals in the Classical Era had admired the elegance and polish of Greco-Roman art. The Romantics were instead driven to intricate Gothic architecture. Those in the Classical Era had produced the more evenly balanced and inspiring music of Mozart and Haydn. Those in what came to be known as Romanticism produced the music of Brahms and Schubert. Their musical creations grew long, and some involved huge orchestras. Richard Wagner's famous Ring Cycle opera, telling its tale of Norse and medieval mythology, lasted more than 15 hours.
Rob's shaking his head, like nodding. Is that one of your favorites?
It's not, but I studied this stuff. And
he took a class in it.
Well, we went into Chicago to the opera. And a daggone thing went all night.
Oh,
I was
going
to say,
goodness.
Went 15 hours. I said, you use that to go to sleep at night?
Well, out for breakfast?
When I woke up. No, I'm kidding.
The Romantics were aghast at the effects of industrialization. They longed for the pure beauty of nature. Though equally beautiful, the music and art that came from both of these two eras, the Classical and the Romantic, were uniquely different, and yet so close in time to one another. Some people feel we are still in a tug of war between these two schools of thought, these two roads of progress, swinging back and forth between them on a pendulum. One wonders whether we should maybe try to have the best of both worlds.
One wonders.
Without getting unbalanced in either one. Might we adore the myths, the intuition, and personal expression, without losing our logic and understanding of important science and fact? One wonders.
One wonders.
Rob's
holding his finger up.
Yes. One this wonders. Is the Trivia Corner, but that was not trivial writing, Miss Staff Member.
Oh, I
wrote
that.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah, in fact, I thought there was going to be like a quiz, a trivia quiz.
I know, well, we're into quizzes after yesterday at the meeting.
Yeah.
Hey, great trivia question.
Let's do a quiz. Oh, goodness.
Yeah, I've sent you on a couple overnights where you were, what was it, The whole nine yards.
Oh, yeah,
I brought that
yeah.
up the other day.
Happy as a clam.
Somebody shared that with Holly. Like, they thanked us. We got away last weekend.
Oh, they used that phrase.
They said, you know, oh, it's so great having you and all that and the whole nine yards. Holly's like, what? What does that mean?
Of course.
That is, yeah, that's a, that's
how
a,
would you know?
Great, but you said there's nothing conclusive in
no.
where that came from or
you
started
there
using
are
it.
Online arguments going on for years. Oxford English Dictionary can't decide. Some people say it goes back to the 1800s. Others say 1960. It's older than that. But some think it has something to do with American football. But that's 10 yards to get your next down.
Yeah.
Your downside. And then some say, well, there was a 27-foot-long, 9-yard-long belt of ammo. But then they checked and it wasn't. You know. So there are all these.
Legend.
Yeah, there it is, right. The legends are legion.
Yeah,
you know, I wouldn't mind reading Joey's article.
It's, good old Joey.
Yeah,
Joey's doing double duty. He'll be on again tomorrow and Friday.
Yeah.
We're still praying up, Jason, to get grounded and get priorities in line and work through things. So Joey's going to continue on Thursday and Friday.
Great programs he's got.
Sharing devotional thoughts. Yeah, we appreciate Joey so much.
Well, I tell you, I just really am impressed with people who take time apart to seek the Lord's direction at various points in their life, like Jason's doing. Yeah, I just think that's awesome. This is Joey's column called Wayside Chapel. We have it every single month. And this one is titled, A True Valentine.
A True Valentine.
This month, we are reminded about love. Valentine's Day comes every February 14th. In fact, my wife kindly reminds me of this every year. When we're out shopping, she deliberately has us walk past a particular type of purse, an item of jewelry, or article of clothing, and nonchalantly reminds me of her size.
I have a size 12 purse. Oh, no, that's clothing.
That's
sorry.
Good. Yeah. I wonder what she's trying to tell me. All joking aside, this is the time of year when we pause and remind the one we love what he or she means to us. Hmm. However, for some, this is a difficult day to celebrate, either because of a divorce or being widowed, or because the person has not yet found his or her true love. It's a day when the person is reminded that he or she is alone.
Mm-hmm.
Though this might be true, it should also be a time when we focus on God's love for us. In fact, without his love, we would have no concept of what love is. Romans 5:8 tells us, God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. God showed and demonstrated his love for you through his son, Jesus. Billy Graham once said, God proved his love on the cross. When Christ hung in blood and died, it was God saying to the world, I love you.
Hmm.
I don't know about you, but I think that's worth more than any Valentine's Day gift.
Hmm. I was thinking of two things when you said that, that for sure, first and foremost, the priority should be to recognize or receive or relish in the fact that God loves us.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the best.
Yeah.
But then I was thinking the responsibility that all of us have, especially those of us that follow Lord Jesus Christ, to extend that love to those that are single, to those that are widowed, to those that are lonely or without somebody.
Right.
Because
this
is a tough day. It's a tough day for married people, for anyone, but especially for some people that maybe are really lacking in that personal touch or somebody speaking a kind word or just spending time in the proximity, having a meal with them or taking them out or sitting beside them in a car driving somewhere, that we can be those agents of God to bring healing and hope and love and care and compassion and concern and, you know, all those things, especially on this day when it's a hard day for some because, you know, everyone's celebrating love, and they might not feel very loved or they might feel unlovely.
And not everybody can write a fantastic poem like Rob, Six Long-Stemmed Roses. That is so romantic, Rob. Good for you.
I grew a lot since last year because last year's poem said one rose, right? Just one rose.
Oh, that's right. It did.
And
I forgot that. Last year's February edition.
And how
did.
Many roses will be next year?
We'll have to see.
Up to a dozen. Yeah.
I'm counting on
Or a baker's dozen. Remember?
Yeah.
I think you did a teaching on that, too.
I did,
the baker dozen. The 13.
Okay, you listening, Mary, next year.
13. Keep upping it, Mary, every year.
That's right. Keep that going.
Hey, and just so everyone knows, if they were tuned in on the Tuesday edition of Mark and Friends, I omitted the Valentine's Day Massacre from the English Conversation. conversation class words.
Thank you.
And added some other fun ones, affection.
Thank you, Mark.
And embrace and beloved and cherub. And
I feel like I've had some sway.
Yeah, that's right. Well, after the program, I started thinking, it's like, hey, I haven't served this to the group yet. I can eliminate that one and focus on. And we had some other fun ones yesterday we were talking about, like smooch. For an international student, what does, like Holly didn't know, what's a smooch?
Wow. Yeah.
And, you know, some other ones, snuggle and cuddle and some words that we all know.
I think you should put Valentine cookies in there.
I did. See,
oh.
Right here.
Oh, awesome. Good. I love.
Or, no, I put heart-shaped cookies.
Oh, that's nice. So. I love Valentine cookies. That's my favorite. I just love them.
Yeah. So, that'll be tomorrow. But we did include in the conversation starters just some of the sentences that they read and then we talk about. You know, about John 3:16 and that was an early reference. Yeah. Well, I want to close out with a little bit of George Beverly Shea singing
nice.
How Great Thou Art in light of this dedicated day celebrating 100 years. It would have been the 100th birthday of Evelyn Terpstra. And a good Dutch name. She went to be with the Lord at the age of 90, 10 years ago, but today would have been her 100th birthday, and her family wants to dedicate this day in her honor. And so here's George Beverly Shea to close out our program, a portion of How Great Thou Art.
And it was one of her favorite songs.
Yeah, one of her favorite songs. Well, thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns, Marianne Simpkins, and Rob Seidenberg with the Ministry of Great News Radio and the Prime Life Times. God bless you. Have a great day and night.
In tenderness he sought me, weary and sick with sin, and on his shoulders brought me back to his fold again. While angels in his presence sang until the courts of heaven rang. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the love that brought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. He pointed to the nail prints, for me his blood was shed. A mocking crown so thorny was placed upon his head. I wondered what he saw in me to suffer such deep agony. Oh, the love that sought me, oh, the love that bought me, oh, the grace that brought me to the fold, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold.